It's day 171 of hashtag 365. Aya! My name's Alex Baker, feeling really bloated today. Really bad. Oh, dear. So I've called this episode Food Addiction Volume 4. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard and found a whole variety of wonderful, vibrant produce. The thing is, addiction is a powerful thing, right? And when you're in a really good place, when you're in your routine, you're smashing it, you're killing it, you don't necessarily have to put measures in place, like interventions in place, to stop you from indulging in your addictive behaviour. But as we've seen, when your routine's broken, when things fall apart, when you're not quite on it as you would usually be, there is nothing wrong with reinstating some of those interventions. And what I'm talking about is basically having bad food in your house. And when I say you, obviously I'm talking to myself here. Really, me. Stop, Alex, having bad food in your house. Let me tell you a little story. Last night, I did really well yesterday. I hardly ate anything bad. I kept within my calorie range. I did have a takeaway in the evening, which is why I'm bloated now. But it wasn't a bad takeaway. It was fine. It was like, you know, some Turkish food and some, you know, rice and that kind of stuff. Really nice. And that took me up to my calories. So I was definitely at my calories by the time I was ready for bed. As I got ready to go upstairs to bed, I went into my kitchen, went into this cupboard and just grabbed a massive handful of some sour, like, fruit pastels that I had in there. I must have grabbed about 15 of them. And by the time I got upstairs, I'd eaten all of them. I was like, bam, 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 just chucking sugar down my throat right before going to bed. And it was complete chimp behaviour. You know, I'd lost control. I was literally just throwing sweets down my throat for no reason at all. I didn't need them. I wasn't even really enjoying them. I ate them so quick. You know, I could have eaten two. There was no difference between 2 and 15. Like, I ate them so quickly. I just didn't even really notice. And that, to me, that's a powerful display of addictive behaviour. Uncontrolled, gratuitous eating. And I woke up this morning thinking, why did I do that? And I know that sort of behaviour started to slow down, you know, prior to me going to Venice and getting out of my routine. That sort of behaviour had all but disappeared. It's kind of crept back in a little bit because I'm having to reset and get myself back in the game, get myself back on track. And I woke up, like I say, this morning thinking, I need to start putting those interventions back in place. I don't need that stuff in my house. Had I not had that, like, packet of pastel things in my, I wouldn't have eaten them. I would have had no choice. I'm not going to go out to the shop, because by the time I've gone out to the shop, I've maybe had the opportunity to take control back off my chimp. But when they're just there and I'm tired and it's been a long day and I've just eaten some bad food anyway, chimp's in control. So yeah, that's kind of an obvious thing to say, don't have bad food in the house. But I think it's important that we remember these things. You know, I think that's a lot of what I'm going to be doing in the latter part of this journey. It's kind of retreading over the stuff we've spoken about already. Because it's only taken a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, for me to get out of the habit and forget a lot of the principles that we've put into play over the first part of this year. So I think I'm going to be having to revisit things, restate things, re-solidify things in my brain so that they become second nature again. And that's what we'll be doing. Anyway, day 172 tomorrow. I'll see you then.